So on the TV, you can see the soft. This is the app we're going to use. When I speak, you can see the volume goes up. This is recording my voice right now. When I'm done, I can press stop and publish, and it will publish everything it records. This app is called Audio Boom, and it's free. And it lets you publish podcasts for free if they're less than 10 minutes long. So if you want to go home and make your own podcast, and you want to have them less than 10 minutes, and you want to do it for free, you can use audioboom.com, or you can get the Audio Boom app. The rules for podcasting today are these. The first rule is very important. The first rule for podcasting is this. We have to be respectful of the noise levels. If we're not, when I publish this, it won't sound good. It'll sound kind of garbagey. And please, we're trying to publish something really good to the internet. Let's be respectful in the classroom today. This rule I cannot stress enough, please. Today is the day in the media center when we need to be very respectful about our noise levels. During the podcast, we're going to kind of have an organized way of doing it. So if you want to come up and speak to me on this phone, well, you can come up and then the next kid can get in line and we can just line up and keep this rolling so that it works. What do you want to talk about? Well, you could talk about technology. We're in the media center, you're technology kids. You could talk about things like, you know, what's your favorite app and why. You could talk about things like Google Earth, Liquid Sketch, monuments, green screen, stop motion, coding, loops, 3D printing, Sphero, Tanti Tech, favorite websites, the internet, anything like that. Or you could tell me that, like, hey, technology is like magic because, or students need technology because, and then we've got a few advanced topics, maybe cyberbullying, passwords, social networks, Google Drive, and publishing. Pretty cool stuff. So that is essentially everything that we're going to do today. Now, I'm going to probably set up my chair right here. Right in front of this TV, so that while we're talking, you can see if your voice is loud enough. And the kids that want to be part of this will probably line up along these kind of chairs, so that way we can keep going. When you're done, you can move away, and the next kid can come up. Now, if you're not part of the podcast, you are allowed to work independently at your computer station. You can work in your digital notebook. You can work on other projects if you're done with your digital notebook. But you will have to work quietly. I will give you time to prepare, so that maybe you're like, okay, you know what, I'm interested in talking about my favorite websites, or my YouTube channel that I've created, or how I get followers on Twitter, or whatever. So you can bring up an iPad with notes, you can bring up an iPad with your favorite app, you can bring up an iPad with ideas, so when you come up to me, you don't get stage fright. You don't come up and say, oh, I completely forgot. I'm under pressure, it's recording. If you have your iPad with you, maybe you have some things that can help you. So if you get stuck, you can look down and say, oh yeah, I wanted to tell you about this. So I'll give you time to prepare. I'm going to give you probably maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes or so where you can get an iPad and get some stuff ready if you want to share your ideas. And at that point, when that timer expires, I will turn off the light. I will say, boys and girls, we're going to begin, and then we'll kick off the podcast. We'll record, we'll publish, and before you leave class today, this will be on the internet on our classroom website, tantitech.com, extra podcasting, I think. I'll make it easier to find us as well. And when you go home today from school, you know, someone might say to you, hey, what did you do in school today, what did you learn? You could say, nothing. Or you could say, you know what, I published a podcast, and my ideas or my voice is on the internet. If you don't believe me, listen to this. And that's pretty cool. Because this is a new experience, learning cool things, get a chance to step outside your comfort zone and grow as a student and test the waters. Maybe you're interested in podcasting, but maybe you just don't want to do it yourself. Then I will give you this opportunity today. I'll take care of the publishing. I'll take care of setting it up. All you have to do is just share a couple of ideas. One or two things, and you're done. And then it'll be pretty cool. Okay, so I'll start a timer just for a quick vote. I just want to see who's interested in participating. So if you're like, yeah, I'm interested in participating, give me a thumbs up. If you're, you know what, I'm not 100% sure yet, just give me a thumbs to the side. If you're like, you know what, I'm not doing this, I can't do this, maybe I don't want to do it, maybe I'm too shy, I don't know, but I'm not interested. Just give me a quick vote. I just want to see because all the grades today will do this. And last time, and I see it again. So let's stop for a second. Hands up. The last block of kids, all the blocks of kids I had, fifth grade was the group that had the lowest participation. All the other grades, the younger the kids, the more they wanted to be part of it. And then the fifth graders were like, I don't know if it was because they were shy. I don't know if it's because, you know what, they're shy. That's what I'm guessing it is.
Fifth graders are more antisocial.
Well, you know what, I'm not worried about the problem. Today the focus is on this, really. We'll talk more about the projects tomorrow. That's a good idea. You know what though? Why are fifth graders less interested in doing podcasts? Fifth graders probably have more ideas and higher quality ideas than anyone else at Tanti. The most intelligent kids in the school are in this room, fifth graders. They are the kids that can do the best job in this, but they're least interested in doing it. I got a couple of hands up. Yes. Lazy? What do you think? Maybe they're more silly. Is that silly though? They want to do everything. Maybe they're excited. Maybe they're just excited by
this. Want to
do something
else.
We have a hand up, yes.
They probably want to do some other stuff.
Like this? They want to do other things, new experiences? Yeah.
Maybe like
who, the fifth graders you're saying? Yeah.
They only want to go on Twitter.
They only want to go on, yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah. So let's try this one more time. Boys and girls, I will set a timer, and after the timer goes off, I would like for some volunteers. Now, if I only have one or two kids, I'll be disappointed and I'll probably cancel the podcast for fifth grade, which would be the first time I've done that. If I have more than like six, well, that's enough to really do a quality podcast. And you don't have to be shy. You're smart. You've got good ideas. And it can be about you and technology in your life. You're representing your community. You're representing this neighborhood. When kids from around the United States listen to this, when kids from around the world listen to this, they're listening to what it's like to be in this neighborhood being a fifth grader and using technology. And you know what? The stuff that you're doing is really cool. And kids around the world, not even close. They're not doing podcasts, or they're not using the things that you use. So I would say take advantage of this. Show how good you are. Show the things, your ideas.
What about the kids in China?
What about the kids in China?
What if they do have
yeah, but
well, they're more advanced.
You think the kids in China have more skills than you?
No.
Not even close.
Even if they speak Chinese, we don't know
how
to
Diego just brought up an extremely important point. He said that it's weird that in this neighborhood, which is kind of like, you know, it's not like there's not the most money in the city in this neighborhood. But still, when you come to the school, you've got a lot of really cool opportunities, I think. Don't you think? We got some cool technology stuff, lots of good programs. So let's tell people about it. Yeah. Which state has the greatest technology in the world? I would say. Oh, did you see the Apple lady that was here yesterday? No.
The what?
Yes.
The lady from Apple. She was here before. She was in your classroom.
Yeah.
She told me yesterday. She travels all around the United States into all different schools, looking at what they're doing with technology. She told me that she thinks this school is. She hasn't seen this anywhere else in the United States. The stuff that you're doing here, the stuff that you did in your classroom when she was walking around, she said she hasn't seen that by any kids your age, anywhere, in the United States. Now, if you go outside the United States, you think you're going to see better use of technology, or probably maybe not? Probably not so much. So boys and girls, read it. Absolutely true. The stuff you're doing here is probably the best stuff that kids your age are doing, I would say anywhere on the entire planet, to be honest. You show me something better, and I'll be like, wow. And I'll steal their ideas and give them back to you here because I want this program to be the best. You need the best opportunities. You're competing against these kids all around the world. You're going to school, you're going to college, you need careers, you need the best skills. That's why we try and give you the best opportunities. Don't be lazy about this. Don't be slacking about this. Don't find this stuff boring because in 20 years, when you're going on vacation with your kids or when you've got an amazing career, this is the time that will set you up for that. You have a choice. You can stay in a place, in neighborhoods that are not, you know, that might be